He celebrates the fall of Rome on June 5th, 1944, by announcing at once bountiful plans for feeding the starved bodies and neglected minds of yesterday's enemies.
My friends, yesterday, on June 4th, 1944, Rome fell to American and Allied troops. The first of the Axis capitals is now in our hands. One up and two to go. The story of Rome goes back to the time of the foundations of our civilization. We can still see there monuments of the time when Rome and the Romans controlled the whole of the then-known world. We also see in Rome the great symbol of Christianity. And tonight, it will be a source of deep satisfaction that the freedom of the Pope and of Vatican City is assured by the armies of the United Nations. For this quarter century, the Italian people were enslaved. They were degraded by the rule of Mussolini from Rome. In Italy, the people had lived so long under the corrupt rule of Mussolini that in spite of the tinsel at the top, you have seen the pictures of him, their economic condition had grown steadily worse. Our troops have found starvation, malnutrition, disease, a deteriorating education, a lowered public health, all byproducts of the fascist misrule. The Germans, after years of domination in Rome, left the people in the Eternal City on the verge of starvation. We and the British will do and are doing everything we can to bring them relief. We have already begun to save the lives of the men, women, and children of Rome. Our victory comes at an excellent time. While our Allied forces are poised for another strike at Western Europe, and while the armies of other Nazi soldiers nervously await our assault, the Germans have retreated thousands of miles, all the way from the gates of Cairo, through Libya and Tunisia and Sicily and southern Italy. They have suffered heavy losses, but not great enough yet to cause collapse.